Welcome to American History Podcast. The Baker family sat at their table for breakfast. Today was the big day. President Washington was holding an address to the public later that day. Word on the street was that he was stepping down as president. Andrew Baker, the youngest of the two Baker children, sat at the table eating breakfast with his family. As he ate, his family members discussed the address. "Why in the world do you think he would step down from the highest position in government?" asked Margaret Baker, Andrew's mother. "I have no idea," replied John Baker, Andrew's father. "Will we not have a leader anymore?" asked Andrew. "No," replied John. "Then we'll just have to hold an election for the next president." "Who will that be?" asked Andrew again. "They do not know yet, sweetie," answered Margaret. Margaret then got everybody seconds on their meals, and then sat back down to eat hers. Andrew thought to himself about what was going to happen once Washington was no longer president. Would somebody else become king and create a whole new monarchical government? Would somebody else become the leader of a whole new and never-before-seen government? Would America just have no government until a new leader was chosen? Surely, as it seemed to Andrew, there would be a lot of things that would need to be worked out. Whatever happened now would be what happened every few years in the country for a long, long time. The Bakers happened to live in Philadelphia, where the address was supposed to be taking place, and were planning to go see the president give his address later that day. "I'm really excited to see President Washington," said Andrew. "I'm sure you are," responded John. They walked through Congress Hall as a family and patiently waited for George Washington to come out and begin his address. "There are too many people here," complained Andrew. "I know," said Margaret. "This is a lot more people than I was expecting." The streets around Congress Hall were filled with people, and because of this, the Bakers had to stand quite a ways away. They waited about 15 minutes before George Washington came out to deliver the address. Once the president appeared, everybody applauded. Once they were done, the president began his speech. "I can't hear him, Mother," Andrew told Margaret. Sure enough, almost everybody who wasn't right in next to the president could not hear him. He was a very soft-spoken man, and that made it hard for those who were far away to hear what he was saying. Sorry, but your free trial of George Washington's farewell address has ended. To hear the full podcast, please go to American History Podcast and start your monthly subscription by paying $9.99 a month, and you will receive the biweekly podcast about historically accurate events that are narrated by experts in that era.